This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio review time. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 18th to the 22nd. Believe it or not, the last full week of the second month of 2019. Joining in the conversation, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. All right, let's get started. Jennifer is here. But she didn't have the whole hour to spend with us, so she's usually pretty good at talking about the things going on in Washington because of her other job as the morning co-host on The Answer in Los Angeles. So, Jen, the declaration of an emergency on the border is number one this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Well, I think that's up to opinion. I believe that it is actually an emergency. I live in the state of California, and we see stories all the time. The immigration courts are backlogged despite the Trump administration's attempt to get judges to hear more cases. There are still 800,000 cases deep. And so that, I think, constitutes an emergency in and of itself, and that doesn't even take into account the human trafficking, the drugs that are coming across the border, both at legal and illegal points, ports of entry. So I think there is an argument to be made that there is an emergency going on, but Democrats and critics of the president are trying to fight this, even some people in his own party. And the big story, I think, for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, is will the Republican Party stick with Trump or will they split? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House, are putting together a bill to take away the president's authority to declare this national emergency, to kind of put an injunction in place. And if that goes through the House, which it most likely will with Democratic support, it'll go to the Senate. And that's where the trouble will begin, because Republicans will be put on record to either stand with the president and the national emergency or distance themselves, which could create a fracture once again in the Republican Party, which has seen itself healing over the last several years, probably last year and a half or so after the 2016 election. So that'll be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. And of course, 16 attorneys general also filed a lawsuit trying to do a legal injunction into the president's ability to declare this national emergency.
All right, one individual story about this woman who went to Syria or into the Middle East to join ISIS, who claims to be an American citizen. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says you can forget about coming back here. You aren't a citizen. You're not entitled to come back here. Hello, what have you been doing with the last few years of your life? So you can kiss your butt goodbye, lady. At least as far as America is concerned. I don't think people, no matter what side they're on, find fault with this. Am I right? How do you find fault with it in the first place?
I think she was committed to ISIS. She married, I think, three different ISIS fighters. And now she said, well, I made a mistake. No, different times. And then one of them ultimately fathered a child with her. But I think now she says, I made the mistake, and now I was fighting terror on the wrong side. I want to come back.
Too bad.
I can't imagine how you let her come back.
Yes. Too bad.
You know, it's not like you declared allegiance to the wrong college football team. This is ISIS.
Well, and it's also the
there's no coming back.
The threats that she made and the tweets that she sent were just outrageous. I mean, she called for just bloody murder of American troops. You can't just go, oh, I changed my mind. I don't really think that way anymore.
It takes a lot of balsam to do that, though, Richie.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Right. So,
and it's easy to fight this, I think, legally. I think the Trump administration is going to be right here because she doesn't even have a U.S. passport. So whether or not you can argue she's
internationalized,
she doesn't
back.
Have a passport.
Yeah. Is the system that fecaca that somebody that other people have come in?
She thinks she's a citizen, and her dad says she had a passport, said she had two passports and a birth certificate. But, you know, she's the daughter.
Two American passports?
She's the daughter of a diplomat, and they say the rules mean that she's not a citizen. So however she got the passports or whether she really did or not.
All right, Victoria Jones, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Oh, she's go getting gone and get coffee. She'll be back.
Oh, she has. Okay, all right. That's good. Nice to know. Okay, next up here, Jennifer, the Trump investigation coming to an end, number two this week on the countdown. There are 10 things on the item list. Number two is what appears to be the swan song for Mr. Mueller. Is it really going to be the end of the road?
We can hope. It's been a little too much. It won't be the end of the road. It might be the end of Mueller. CNN reported this last week that the end of the investigation was near, that Robert Mueller will turn in his report sometime in the coming week. And this is pretty consistent with other reporting. NBC said that he would be done by mid-February. I think there are a lot of media outlets who think that this is coming to an end. And you can tell because they've been asking Democrats like Adam Schiff, who heads up the Intelligence Committee in the House and who is my congressman in California. They asked him this past Sunday on, I think it was on ABC, or maybe the State of the Union on CNN. They said, if this Mueller report is coming out, are you going to accept the results? And his answer was basically no. And so I think you're going to see this report not being the end of investigations, if anything.
Right,
it'll probably be the beginning of some. But, you know, what's interesting is I think a lot of people think that the report's going to be dropped on them. And truly what happens is that the report's given to the new Attorney General, William Barr, who will present a summary to the House and the Senate. That's when the leaks will start about what's in it. And you can probably imagine, you know, I can't imagine anything new and earth-shaking that we don't already know about. I think if there was something so dramatic, it would have probably already been leaked. But people will be looking to see why Mueller didn't indict President Trump, the reasons for that. So that'll be the big piece of interest.
He's got nothing right. to
Or he may think that you can't indict a sitting president, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Schiff, happy to spend more American dollars. All right, Victoria, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes. Well, there's quite a big line of thinking that the Mueller report may well be a roadmap that would naturally lead to further investigations by Congress, which is charged with oversight. So if they feel that there are reasons for them to do that, they might do that. Mueller may well feel that he cannot indict a sitting president. That's quite likely that he does feel that. We don't know what he thinks or feels because Mueller hasn't leaked. I mean, there have not been leaks.
So then why are we speculating?
Mueller is not a leaker.
Why are we bothering speculating?
Because that's what we do. We're like that. We're like that. But one thing we can talk about, a couple of things that have happened. One very interesting thing that came out from Andrew McCabe that has not been the former acting director of the FBI who has a new book out, who appeared on the Today Show on Tuesday this week. He said for the first time that he told the Gang of Eight, who are the eight most senior members of Congress, he said, including Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into President Trump after the firing of James Comey, and he said that none of them even tried to object. Now, what is interesting about that is that none of them, subsequent to Andrew McCabe saying that on the Today Show, has said in the several days following that, yes, we did try to object. Nobody has said that. So I think we can take it from that is inaccurate because they did not try to object.
It's no surprise. The only name that surprises me on this list of the Gang of Eight that didn't object to that is Devin Nunes, because Devin Nunes has been kind of out in front of this. He was the one that even got the information about this deep state and the spying and started this whole FISA investigation. People called him a conspiracy theorist, but it turned out to be absolutely true what he brought to light. But it surprises me that he would let that go. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan doesn't surprise me so much. I mean, if we're talking about swamp dwellers, I think there are two that have been living there for a while.
The fascinating story of the week, of course, is Trump friend Roger Stone, who of course is a longtime Republican operative who appeared in court on Thursday about an Instagram post of a federal judge with what appeared to be an image of crosshairs in the corner, which everybody knows was an image of crosshairs, even though he later tried to claim it was a Celtic cross and then said it was an occult symbol, and appeared in court saying under oath, well, yes, he'd looked at the photo before he posted it and said a volunteer had chosen it, and then said, well, he picked out the photo from a group of several provided to him by a volunteer he couldn't name. These were volunteers he worked with only 4 days before. And the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, was having absolutely none of this, as like said, this is not baseball, there will be no third chance, basically saying, if you cannot abide by this, I'll be forced to change your surroundings so you have no temptations.
All right, well, I think he's needs some psychological help as much as anything else. I always thought there was something wrong with him. I have thought that for a number of years. The guy presents himself as a buffoon, and he is, but there's something deeper to his. It's kind of like the, we'll talk about this Jesse Smollett case later on, same thing with him. He needs some attention, some psychological attention. This, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss program, you've tried a couple of things since the first of the year. You went to join the gym and you found that boring or too much work. And then you went on one of the weight loss programs, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. And yeah, it takes the weight off, but as soon as you stop, weight comes right back again. Would you like a solution to your weight problem? I think you might be interested in knowing how to lose weight, feel great, and keep the weight off. The way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a family company, been around for 30 years, helping people in a healthy way lose the weight. What happens with the main ingredient of Calitrin, as it is collagen, your body's number one protein? You need that, but you stop making it, so you need to supplement once you get into your 30s and 40s. So supplementing with this not only helps you lose weight, it also gives you joint support, because collagen is all about your joints and that sort of thing. Good for your, what ails you, if you have got acid reflux, collagen's great for that as well. So let's get to the bottom line here. Toploss.com is their website for Calitrin. You can go there right now and use the code DJV and get a 90-day supply of Calitrin at the regular price, another 90 days free. This happens from now to the end of the month. Go to toploss.com, get in on this program, lose the weight, and then keep it off, maintain your weight, no adverse effects whatsoever, 90-day supply plus a 90-day supply. You pay for one, get two. Use the code DJV, lose the weight guaranteed, by ordering at toploss.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
Thank you. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time now to continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our panel, Victoria Jones here from the D.C. radio company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Doug Steffen from the DJV program and cast of thousands from other programs that I do. The list goes on and on and on. This is one of the programs I'm most proud of, though, and I've been doing for a long time, working with Michael Harrison on the Countdown and working here to kind of get our 2 cents worth in things that you've all been thinking, hopefully we're saying, when it comes to these top stories, the top 10. Number 10, let me just go through the list. I never do this, and I always think at the end of the hour, okay, why didn't I do that? So the sports talk radio stuff at number 10, NCAA hoops action. I thought it was pretty interesting this week, the story about referees fixing basketball games and how that happens or has happened. And
what a shock.
And the question that I have, though, is why should they go to jail? Why is the government involved in this at all? I don't see if this is an interleague,
gambling, sport racketeering problem. Because it's all done because of gambling. It's not done.
It's very naughty.
Oh, there you have it.
I guess that sums that up pretty well. All right, number 9.
It's the mob, basically. Yeah. And Vegas, yeah, the Vegas mob working it.
Great. So the
can we add the shoe splitting incident?
Oh my goodness!
Big. That even got my attention.
Did you see Doug? A college basketball player had a shoe, a Nike shoe, blow out on him like Wednesday or something.
I didn't see that, really.
And he ended up hurting his knee because of it. He went down hard and hurt his knee. Nike stock has dropped. They've lost like $1 billion in stock because of this incident since Wednesday.
Good Lord.
It's like a freakoid thing. It's never going to happen again. And so embarrassing for him. President Obama sitting right there.
Really? In his new outfit?
Yeah.
Did you see the president's new outfit? The president's got a new outfit. Kind of been touted for having a new outfit.
I don't keep up on the
looking. He has a new look.
I don't know what the president was wearing.
But the styles look of the
leather
presidents.
It's kind of leathery.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. All right. Number 9 is the continuing saga of this whole business of what the Washington Post printed about what happened in Covington and his kid. Does anybody really understand the nuance here, really and truly? This is something I think that's been overreported and isn't. It hasn't been oversimplified. It's just been overreported. And that happens a lot.
The kid feels dissed, so he wants multi-million dollars.
Yeah, $215 million or something. Like that.
I would go after them. I mean, look at what happened here. Basically, every major media outlet in the country created this narrative that this kid was some MAGA racist and taunting an Indian elder, where, in fact, everybody had to admit a week later it wasn't the fact at all, that he was just sitting there waiting for his bus, and the craziness that was going on around them came to them because they had the hats on and taunted them. I would absolutely go after the Washington Post, and I would sue for $1 billion to try and shut that rag down.
Yeah.
I think the truth is somewhere in between what was originally reported and how Richie just stated it. I think the truth is somewhere in between.
One thing.
I think a trial
the truth isn't what they reported.
Yeah.
At all.
How they reported. Back to the truth or facts. Speaking of buses, school bus driver crashed late in the week after a drug overdose while he was driving the school bus in Newark, New Jersey. I always love those things, the crazy stuff. Where do they find? I used to be in the school bus business.
It seems to me it's more serious than the damage that was done to this student.
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought it up, Victoria. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A disgraced Coast Guard lieutenant's being called a domestic terrorist by prosecutors. Christopher Hassan will stay in custody for at least the next 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case against him after he's accused of wanting to stage terrorist attacks and have high-profile Democrats and journalists killed. Robert Herr is the U.S. District Attorney in Maryland.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
House Democrats are set to introduce a bill to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border today. The Democrats call the declaration an overreach of presidential power. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Business of Talk Radio in the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden, also in D.C. at Radio America, going through the big stories of the week according to Talkers Magazine. You can find this list published at talkers.com. There's a list of people also, top 10. I'm going to just run through that list quickly and then we'll go back to our list. I always want to go through it and then I stop on some of them. Nick Sandman is number 10. Jeff Bezos, 9. Vladimir Putin is 8 on the list. Laura Logan is number 7. Bernie Sanders, 6. Jesse Smollett is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Oh, my God. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, just go away. Will you please?
Never. She's a dude. She number is 3. A superstar now. She is here forever.
Yeah, good for her. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. I asked on the air this week, Victoria, whether or not Nancy Pelosi had had work done on her, and I was soundly criticized by my 3 female colleagues on the DJV show for asking a sexist question. Would you ask the question if Donald Trump had had
Mitch McConnell
on his face? Yeah, I don't think it's a sexist question at all.
I think we can answer that question about Mitch McConnell, actually, Richie.
He should, but he hasn't.
That's the answer. But with Donald Trump, it's a bit, well, if you read, well.
She likes that
I
one.
Think we know the answer with Donald Trump.
But the answer is?
Oh, yes. She thinks yes. Yeah.
Really?
No, because if you read some of the accounts of his breakup with his first wife, there are references in it to
really?
Him.
Huh.
Yes.
I think most of the time men who get work done on their faces, it is really bad. They come out of it. I don't know why it is with men that come out so much worse. Robert Redford's an example. There are a number of people that we all know, faces have changed literally because of the work they had done. However, that's not on the list of the top 10 stories, so let's get back to that.
I have to say one other thing that's not on the list because I'm so upset I can't speak.
Yeah, really?
Botswana is thinking of hunting elephants for pet food.
Good.
That's it. I've said it.
Make sure we stay away from Botswana then. That would be a good reason not to go. I think there is. I read a story in National Geographic on the plane a week or so ago.
We're not talking about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about it for a minute. Now push my button. The National Geographic story focused on all the Americans who go over to hunt these big game. And Botswana is one of them. And some of the other places where they go. And there was a picture of a man who lived in Virginia, Richie,
with the baby
who had 100 stuffed animals in his house. Giraffes, tigers, lions, cougars, all kinds of stuff that he was proud to say he killed. I don't get anybody...
In the back of a truck that can do 70 miles an hour if they need to get away, a gun from...
This is what upset me when I saw that astonishing picture of the Black Panther that they hadn't photographed or seen for 100 years. I saw this, we saw these amazing pictures last week. I was so thrilled to see the pictures of this Black Panther, and then I immediately thought, oh, my God, these awful hunters are now going to want to go and kill it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a picture last week of a guy with a baby elephant. How do you kill a baby elephant?
I'm not listening to you. I'm a bad dude, man.
Look at this elephant I killed. Look, a little teeny Dumbo.
Come on, these people.
Hey, if you're going to hunt, you better eat it. That's my only rule.
If you're
going to
hunt, you better arm the animal.
Yeah, well, no, the animals are armed, but if you're in the back of a pickup truck and you have some tour guide and the animals are trapped within a 100-acre farm...
I think we should just give our animals guns and bombs.
Hunting is a great thing. Trophy hunting, not so much.
All right, let's keep moving here. Number 8 on the countdown list is the Amazon breakup with New York City. And that's why the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in the focus, because she, as immature and naive as she is, thinks this is a big victory for New York. It may be for
this
some people.
This could hurt the Democrats badly.
Yeah.
How do you campaign on, we support job growth, and we are the party that will help grow jobs, and at the same time telling Amazon we don't want you and take your 25,000 jobs?
Well, that's what Ocasio-Cortez is going to, until she grows up and loses the naivete streak of a 27-year-old, until she's going to continue to trip on her tongue because of things that you, just exactly what you said, Richie, not thinking about what the long-term impact is of these actions. So, and there's a lot, there were reasons not to do it, for sure. There were some good reasons not to do it. It was a 9-to-1 financial win. Yeah.
For the $3 billion it was going to cost them, they were going to get $27 billion back.
Yep. There you go. Number 7. Yeah. Pukin Putin is threatening the U.S. Like, hello, what planet are you on, pal? If we have more threats to Russia from Europe, he's going to not feel bad about using missiles. What a jerk. All he does is talk. And
this is what happens when you end nuclear deals.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, I mean, you have a nuclear deal, you end a nuclear deal, then all bets are off.
But the nuclear deal was over before it really even started. That's the whole problem.
Nobody paid any attention to it. Those guys weren't paying any attention to it anymore. So, the Iranians,
right? Even
were
we didn't pay any attention
to it. With them. Yeah, none.
And by the way, Mueller handed over uranium to the Russians. I read it on the internet yesterday.
And so
Victoria
it must be true.
It is. A story confirmed.
The story out there. And it's part true.
Number six, which in my mind, this is the most important story of the week. I'm not a Talkers magazine. I don't make the decisions. I'm just telling you from my perspective, this whole Catholic Church thing, which has been going on as long as there have been Catholic priests around, you can go back to the whole organization. What a bunch of thieves. They've been stealing everything, including virginity from young boys. But you go back to when they first started in the 2nd, 3rd century. They stole Jesus, basically, who was not a... If he came back to earth, the first thing he'd do is go to a synagogue because he was a Jew. So, oh no, that's the Catholics claim him for their own, and they steal all of the pagan holidays and create this religion based on pomp and circumstance. Meanwhile, they got $5 billion worth of treasures under the Vatican. At least I hand it to the Pope, although it was a guffaw when it came to Bernard Law and his funeral. The Pope is, I still think, probably the best all-around leader that we have in the world today. And he's the first one of these guys to actually deal with what the problem is, whether he can solve it or not.
Well, he sees that the church is no more if they don't do something about
right.
it.
It is. Right.
Basically backed into a corner.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm naming my, me and some guys in the neighborhood have a little, you know, thing we call quote-unquote band. I'm naming my band Stealing Jesus now. Thank you.
Good for you, Rich.
Yeah. Good name.
Yeah.
So
yep.
it's not just little boys, you know, it's little girls too. And, yeah. you know, we're now getting all these stories coming out that we didn't really know much about before. Well, we'd sort of guessed, but now we're hearing about them, about the raping of nuns by priests.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I tell you, Richie knows this story. I don't know if you do, Victoria. You and I have known each other for a long time. I don't know if I ever told you the story. My one and only wife had been a nun for 5 years. When she came out of the convent, first person she met was me, and we got married 3 months later. She had had an affair with a priest, who still is a priest. Matter of fact, he runs a very important part of the Catholic Church. I don't want to, I'm going to tell you what the division is, but he's still there. And, it was sort of part of what went on. It's an unnatural state. Men and women together are going to want to get together. And so for whatever reason, somebody way back when said, well, we have to, because Jesus was celibate, the priest said, Jesus wasn't celibate. So,
we don't know that. Maybe was. And there's nothing wrong intrinsically with voluntary celibacy.
Voluntary, yeah. Voluntary.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a priest. You can volunteer with the priesthood knowing that you have to be celibate. Yes. That's like the NFL now. When they sign players, they know they're going to get the crap kicked out of them. So don't complain later on about you got a brain problem. You are signing on the dotted line for X number of dollars, and part of the deal is you get the crap kicked out of you. But that doesn't mean that kids who are in junior high school and high school playing football know that. And the same thing is true here. Some of these kids, the altar boys, they didn't sign up for that.
No, they didn't sign up for anything.
No. All right. 44 after the hour. I want to leave a great impression on people. The smile that you have. Victoria's got a great smile. Richie's got a great smile. Power Swabs will ensure you have a great smile as well. Power Swabs, developed by a dentist, used to use it in his office, had such fabulous luck with it that he started making it available to other dentists, and they bought it, and they were using it, charging their customers $1,000 for a nice white teeth routine. Well, Dr. Ginniger said, you know what, I think I'll make this available to the general public. So that's where Power Swabs came from. Clinically studied, uses a natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent to lighten your teeth. Get rid of those ugly yellow teeth. You've been smoking, drinking coffee, tea, wine, all that stuff. Let's not use the messy strips or trays. Let's use Power Swabs. Snap the tube, take the Q-tip, put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see the difference. And just keep doing it. Every 5, 6, 7 days, 10, 12 times, you will really notice the difference. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. That's the only way to get them. Use the DJV code, and they will charge you half of what normally people pay for the retail value of power swabs. 800-208-1797. Kind of a twist on reality with other advertisers. You don't go online. You don't have any special. There's nothing, you know, that you can do other than make a phone call and order these things directly. 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Get the whitest teeth possible and save money. 50% of the retail price by using the code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
All right, couple of other things here. The aforementioned Jesse Smollett case is number 4. I don't want to waste any more time on that. On the
I haven't had my chance. Come on.
This guy needs
the guy ruined chance. It for everybody Psycho. Is mad at him. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody, what's your face said it perfectly. You just ruined Black History Month.
Empire.
No,
well, Black
History
Empire.
I mean, he ruined it for everybody's mad at him.
Why? Well, he's an egomaniac and he needs psychological help.
He does need psychological help. Well, yeah, it's all about him. It's all. Yeah. All he wanted to do was bring attention to himself. So he has hurt African Americans in the case, and he's got white Americans mad. It's just everybody's mad at the dude.
Everybody's mad at him, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
He needs to also have psychological help. That's what he needs more than anything else. All right.
Good program in prison.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they have terrible programs in prison.
I know they don't.
Number 3 on the countdown list this week are the hopefuls running for president. The list gets longer and longer and longer.
Funny!
And longer.
I love
Vote
it
for
Bernie
me, game. Right? Victoria for president!
I'm going to donate to Bernie's campaign just for fun.
Bernie. Are you really? That'd be good.
Absolutely.
Bernie
How
for
many
president.
Are there now? Are we in
23
yet?
23. It's 10 before the hour.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's the theme from yet another Beetlejuice movie. No, I confused Michael Keaton with Beetlejuice and Batman. So this is The Dark Knight Rises. Was it Christian Bale was the star of that one, wasn't he, Chalker?
Christian Bale was a star. It was The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises is a sequel to The Dark Knight. Right. It was Chris Nolan's, to me, my favorite all-time superhero trilogy is Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. Christian Bale was Batman. I thought terrific as Bruce Wayne and Batman. But in 2009, today's date, February 22nd, Heath Ledger won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor playing the Joker in The Dark Knight. His performance, I thought, was simply outstanding. And really, it's as good as anything you'll see in a comic book movie. He obviously was not there to receive the award, as he passed away the summer before that movie, the spring before that movie came out. Now, the only other actor at the top of my head, or actress who won an Oscar but passed away before they were able to receive it, would be Peter Finch, I think, in 1977. Won for the movie Network.
He's a great actor.
Died of a drug overdose. Peter Finch died of a heart attack. But that was a tremendous performance in Network, which came out in 76, the Oscar ceremony.
That's a great line.
77.
I'm not going to
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Good for you, Tucker.
All right.
He's a little louder than that.
I opened my window. I opened my window when I said that also.
Good for you. All right, so this is Oscar weekend. There were rumors that Whoopi Goldberg may still be the host. She says no, but who believes that?
Do you believe that? I don't believe that.
I think she'd be good. I'd like to see her, actually, as the hostess of the... I think it should be good, and it gives some...
Wait a minute, bring me up to speed on this. They still don't have a host after What's-His-Face backed out?
New.
Yeah, they don't want to. They're announcing that they're not going, going to go hostless. As Doug stated, there's been some rumors in the last 10 days because Whoopi Goldberg has not been seen on The View. They say she has. They say she's home fighting pneumonia, but then some speculation came out that she is going to be the surprise host. The network is vehemently denying that. I just got a feeling there's no truth to that story whatsoever. But I do hear now that they're going to trot out somebody to open the show to some extent. Who that would be, I have no idea.
Let's hope that somebody like that who's good at that sort of thing. And no political jokes, please. Let's just get into the awards. Let's spend a little time having fun at the beginning and then get into it so it doesn't last until 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon.
They still say it's going to be a three-hour telecast because if you go to DVR it on your you know, cable station, which is ABC, it says that the Oscars will run from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Let's see if they could keep it at a
How do you control? It's very hard to control what those people say and how this thing works and how long it takes for somebody to walk from the back of the room to the front of the room, all of that stuff. They don't know how, you know, unless they put everybody who's up for an award at the front, they don't do that. So then you're at the whim of it. Anyway, it should be, let's hope it's a good show. I noticed Michael B. Jordan is in talks to star in Journal for Jordan, a film directed by Denzel Washington. What do you know about that, Chugger, if anything?
I don't know much about other than Michael B. Jordan certainly has some clout in the industry now with Black Panther and then the two Creed movies. I guess he runs a production company, so this is one of the projects he wants to put into production. I just want to point out, last night I went to the movies. I went to see Fighting With My Family, which is produced by Dwayne Johnson, known to many people as The Rock. It's a wrestling film. It's based evidently on a true story about a young female wrestler who lived in England, who got a shot to come to the States to try out for the WWE. I got to tell you, I like this movie a lot. It has a ton of heart and some really big laughs. I mean, big laughs. It's very enjoyable. An actress I've never seen before named Florence Pugh is the lead. She plays the character of Paige. She's tremendously appealing. It's the heart of this movie. But Vince Vaughn, I didn't know much about it. He has a major part in this film as a recruiter, trainer, who recruits female wrestlers for the WWE. He is excellent in this movie, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching him work. I give this movie an 8 out of 10. And Dwayne Johnson has two scenes in the movie, both really effective. this is what you call an old-school sleeper. A lot of people might not know what they're to expect when they walk in or may not have heard of this film, but if you give it a chance, you're going to really have a good time. I give it an 8 out of 10. This is well worth seeing. Something different, Doug, than the standard superhero movie. This is a good movie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll try to catch it this weekend. Anything else new this weekend?
The animated How to Train Your Dragon 3, which I'm sure you're going to be first or second online, is expected to open number one. This movie's going to open on like 4,700 screens. You know, movies are opening on more and more screens. That is a lot of screens.
Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.